is not the monopoly of any religion. It is not. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam. Ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa qul jaal haqq wa zaqil batil. Inna la batila kana zahuka. Rabbi shrahli sadri. Wa yassir li amri. Wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Honorable Justice Hasbir Suresh, my respected elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Almighty God, be on all of you. The topic of this evening's talk is terrorism a Muslim monopoly? First, let us understand what is the meaning of the word terrorism. It is very difficult to define the word terrorism. There are various different definitions, and many of them contradict. The definition is intangible. It keeps on changing depending upon the geographical location and the historical fact. It is very difficult to define terrorism. But according to the Oxford Dictionary, it says that terrorism is a use of violent action to get and fulfill a political aim or to force a government to act. This word terrorism was initially first time coined in 1790s during the French Revolution. And it was in 1790s that the statesman Edmund Burke, who was a British statesman, he used this word to describe the Jacobin ruled French regime. And the years 1793 and 1794, it was called the Reign of Terror, the Years of Terror. And Maximilien Robespierre, he was heading this government, and during that time, he has killed thousands of people. He has guillotined thousands of innocent human beings. Historical records tell us that he had arrested more than 500,000 human beings, out of which 40,000 he has executed. More than 200,000 were deported, and more than 200,000 they were starved and tortured to death in the prisons. So this word terrorism initially was coined to describe the people during the French Revolution. Today, we have in the international media, there is a very common statement which is repeatedly bombarded, especially in the Western media. And that statement is, all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. And this statement was even imported to India, especially after the 11th of July, the serial train bomb blast that took place in Bombay, especially to Bombay. And we find that even in India, especially in Bombay, people kept on repeating the statement that all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. Let us analyze today what do the historical records tell us, and what does the data on terrorist attack that is available in world history, what do they tell us? When we look at the records, in 19th century, we can hardly find any terrorist attacks have been done by Muslims. Time does not permit me to speak about the details of the attacks taking place in 19th century. I'll just mention a couple of them. We know that in 1881, Tsar Alexander II of Russia, he was assassinated. He was traveling in a bulletproof carriage in St. Petersburg Street. There was a bomb that kills innocent 21 bystanders. He comes out of the bulletproof carriage, another bomb comes, and he's killed. He was not killed by a Muslim, he was killed by ignis. He was a Pole from Burbusk. He was a non-Muslim, he was an anarchist. We know in 1886, there was a bomb blast that took place in the Haymarket in Chicago during the labor rally. And 12 innocent people were killed. One amongst them was a policeman by the name of Dejan. Later on, 7 policemen were injured. and they died in the hospital. The people responsible for this act, they were not Muslims. They were 8 anarchists, all of them non-Muslims. When we analyze the record of the terrorist attacks that have taken place in the 20th century, we know from the historical records that on the 6th of September 1901, the then president of USA, William McKinley, he was assassinated by an anarchist by the name of Leon. He was shot twice by Leon. He was a non-Muslim. On the 1st of October 1910, there was a bomb blast that took place in the Los Angeles Times newspaper building, in which 21 innocent people were killed. The people responsible for this bomb blast, they were two Christians by the name of James and Joseph. They were union leaders. They were non-Muslims. We know that on the 28th of June, 1914, in Sarajevo, France, the Archduke of Austria, along with his wife, they were assassinated, which precipitated the World War I. The people responsible for this assassination, they were called the Young Bosnia. Most of them, they were Serbs. They were non-Muslims. From historical record, we come to know that on the 16th of April, 1925, there was a bomb blast that took place in St. Nedelya Church in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria, in which more than 150 innocent people were killed and more than 500 injured. It was the biggest terrorist attack that has taken place on the soil of Bulgaria. It was conducted by the Bulgarian Communist Party. They were non-Muslims. We know from historical records that on the 9th of October, 1934, King Alexander I of Yugoslavia, he was assassinated by a gunman by the name of Lada Georgiev. He was a non-Muslim. The first US plane to be hijacked, it was not by a Muslim, it was by a non-Muslim by the name of Otis. He hijacked the US airliner to Cuba and he later on got their asylum. When we go to the records of terrorist attacks done, we come to know that in the year 1968, the ambassador to Guatemala, he was assassinated by a non-Muslim. In 1969, the ambassador to Japan, he was knifed by a Japanese non-Muslim. The ambassador to Brazil in 1969, he was kidnapped by a non-Muslim. The famous attack, the Oklahoma bombing, which took place on 19th of April, 1995, where there was a truck loaded with a bomb which rammed into the federal building in Oklahoma, which killed 166 innocent human beings. And hundreds other were injured. Initially, it came in the press, Middle East conspiracy, for days together. Later on, they came to know it were two right-wing activists, Christians, by the name of Timothy and Terry, who were responsible for the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma. But when this news comes, it comes for a couple of days and then it vanishes. But before, for several days, Middle East conspiracy, Middle East conspiracy. After World War II, from 1941 to 1948, in a span of 8 years, 259 terrorist attacks were conducted by Jewish terrorists. By many organizations, IGNUN, Stern Gang, Haganah, and we know of the famous bombing of King David Hotel, which took place on the 22nd of July, 1946. They were conducted by IGNUN under the leadership of Menachem Begin, in which 91 innocent people were killed, out of which 28 were British, 41 were Arabs, 17 Jews and 5 others. The IGNUN group, they dressed up as Arabs to show as though Muslims did the bombing. And the person responsible was Menachem Begin. And it was the biggest terrorist attack against the history of British mandate, in which 91 people were killed. And at that time, Menachem Begin, he was called as terrorist number one by the British government. Later on, after a few years, he becomes the Prime Minister of Israel. And later on, after a few years, he gets the Nobel Prize for Peace. Imagine, a person who has killed hundreds and thousands of innocent human beings becomes the Prime Minister of Israel and later on gets the Nobel Prize for Peace. And most of the groups that were fighting, like Stern Gang, Ignun, Haganah, all of these Jewish groups, and the leaders, like Yitzhak Rabin, Menachem Begin, Ariel Sharon, later on became prime ministers and high-holding ranks in the state of Israel. And all of them, they were fighting for a Jewish state. If you see the world map, before 1945, Israel did not exist. Israel didn't exist. These Jewish groups, they were called as terrorists by the Britishers. They fought for a Jewish state. Later on, with power, they grabbed the land and they kicked the Palestinians out. And now these same people are calling the same Palestinians who are fighting for a more just cause, for getting the land back. And they are labeled today as terrorists by the Israelis. Imagine, Hitler incinerated 6 million Jews. He kicks the Jewish community out. Why should they come to Palestine? The Palestinians, they welcome the cousin with open hands. If they should take a land, they should go back to Germany. They should go back to Europe. Imagine the Palestinians, they welcome the cousins. Imagine, suppose a visitor comes to your house. Being a stranger, you welcome him in your house. After a few days, he kicks you out of the house. And when you cry at the doorstep, "I want my house back," people call you a terrorist. This is exactly what has happened today. The Palestinians, they are called as terrorists for what? They only want the land back. And so-called people, most of these powerful first world countries, they are agreeing with this unjust cause. We know that in Germany, from historical records, from 1968 to 1992, the Baader-Meinhof gang, they killed several innocent human beings. In Italy, we come to know from records about the Red Brigades, which has killed several innocent human beings. They were also responsible for kidnapping the Prime Minister of Italy, Aldo Moro. And after 55 days, they killed him. Further, when we come, a similar gang, a similar terrorist outfit, we know, was also in Japan. The Japanese Red Army. They were Buddhist cult. Om Shiruto, they were Buddhist cult. And they tried to kill thousands of people in the Tokyo subway by the nerve gas. But unfortunately, they weren't very successful. They were only able to kill 12 people, but more than 5,700 innocent human beings, they were injured and wounded because of this nerve gas. They were Buddhists. In UK, for about 100 years, the IRA, Irish Republican Army, they are conducting attacks against UK. They are Catholics. But they are never called as Catholic terrorists, they are called as IRA. And we know they have conducted several terrorist attacks. Only in 1972, 3 bomb blasts were done. In the first one, 7 people were killed. In the second one, 11 were killed. And third one, 9 were killed. In 1974, they did 2 bomb blasts. In the Guildford pub, they killed 5 innocent people and injured 44 people. In the Birmingham pub, 21 innocent people were killed by the bomb blast, and 182 were injured. Time doesn't permit me to speak about all the activities they did. I'm just mentioning a few, just at random. In 1996, they did a bomb blast in London where 2 people were killed and more than 100 were injured. Further, in 1996, a bomb blast was done in the shopping area of Manchester where 206 people were injured. In 1998, Bambridge bomb blast, where 500 pounds of bomb was loaded in a car, in which 35 innocent people were injured. In the same year, we know from records about the Omak bomb blast, where a 500 pound of bomb was put in a car and 29 innocent people were killed and 330 were injured. All these records are from non-Muslim sources. They have not been written by Muslims. All from non-Muslim sources, from Amnesty Report, from BBC. If you go on the internet, you can cross-check. But many a time when the number is big, there may be a difference. Like today, we know how many people killed, 296, one report says 294, one says 293, so I play it safe and say more than 290. The report, if it's a large number, may differ by a few here and there. If it's a small number, it's precise. All these by non-Muslim sources. In 2001, the BBC was born by IRA. But these people, they are not called as Catholic terrorists. Today, the UK government is more afraid of Muslim terrorists. I don't know from the records of the UK government how many confirmed Muslim terrorists have been bomb blasted in UK. Even the London bombing of 7th of July, There is no confirmed report. They are suspected to be Muslims. It's not confirmed. In which more than 50 people were killed. One report says 52, one report says 56. Therefore, I said more than 50 people were killed. Even if we agree for sake of argument that they were Muslims who did the 7th July bomb blast in the year 2005, yet they come nowhere close to IRA. IRA puts these bomb blasts to shame. They have killed hundreds and thousands of people. Yet today, the UK government is more afraid. IRA is doing since more than 100 years. But because of the advice of George Bush, Tony Blair is more afraid of the Muslim terrorists rather than the problem which is there for more than 100 years. We know from historical records that in Spain and France, the terrorist organization is ETA. They have conducted 36 attacks. And in Africa, there are so many organizations, the list is exhaustive. But the one which is worth noting, and one of the most notorious, is called as the Lord's Salvation Army. It's a Christian terrorist organization. They train young children to commit terrorist attacks.